Hello, quick disclaimer. This audio has mentions of abuse, death, murder, stuff like that. So if you're not into it, click off now. Anyways, enjoy. Wake up, sunshine. Good morning. Or should I say good night since it's very late in the evening? You're so cute when you sleep. I could watch you for hours and hours. I just wish I had something more comfortable for you to sleep in than a chair tied to a basement pole. But it's all I have. Wait. Shh. It's okay. I'm not gonna hurt you. I know that this is the most classic scenario for a horror movie murder to happen, but I promise I'm not gonna hurt you. I have no desire at all to hurt you. In fact, it's the complete opposite. Everything I did up until this point was to protect you. What am I talking about? Goodness. I didn't know that chloroform can make someone forget certain events. I remember calculating the dosage on the rag, but perhaps it was incorrect. If you truly need an explanation, I will give it. Alright, here goes nothing. First of all, I'm your classmate, Aerie. You've probably never even noticed my existence, mainly because I was a lovesick coward who never had the courage to talk to you. But then again, it's not like I could. Especially not with that girlfriend of yours. Here's the thing, I consider myself a reasonable girl. If a guy I like has a partner already, then I back off. But when it comes to a case like you, I couldn't do that. I started to notice that sometimes when you showed up to class, you would often wear turtlenecks. Not that it's a bad thing to wear turtlenecks. It's just, for a while, I simply thought you liked them. Then I noticed other things you would wear from time to time. Such as sunglasses, face masks, drawstring hoodies, things of that nature. My point is, I realized that these were things you would wear to hide what was happening to you. Because one last thing I discerned about you is that each time you wore those things, you always looked so upset. You were good at pretending to be happy, but I could tell you weren't. One major sign of this was whenever your girlfriend would come around. It would be like all energy was drained from your face for a split second before you reminded yourself to behave normally. So, looky here. I understand this is very illegal, but I began to stalk the two of you. Mainly your girlfriend, just to see if my suspicions were correct. I secretly followed you both while you were having a movie date at her house. Her parents weren't home for the night. I looked into the window with the help of a zoom-in camera and saw that she straight up slapped you. Yeah, I saw all of that. I saw everything. Not that I'm gonna list it all down for the sake of your mental well-being, but long story short, I found out she was hurting you. And I didn't like that. Not one bit. It took all of me to not burst into that bedroom window and stab her with a glass shard. Oh, I wanted to torture her beyond human comprehension. Unfortunately, I couldn't have my way with her just yet. I had to plan it out. Make it seem like an accident. I put on gloves before doing all of this. I didn't want my fingerprints on anything. I was originally going to follow her into the gym equipment room and knock her out with a bat. Then, drop all of those big shelves to stage a clumsy, accidental death. But that creature had reflexes. She caught the bat mid-attack and pushed me off of her. So we fought a little, and then I ended up breaking her legs with the bat so she couldn't run. Then her arms were next. When I rendered her body completely immobile, all of the anger inside of me took over. I was no longer focused on the shelves. I began to bash her skull while remembering all the things I saw her do to you. Wondering how a cretin like her was even walking around like she's done no wrong. And I just didn't stop. I kept going and going and going. I don't know what came over me. A part of me was very relieved. But another was a bit scared of that. I snapped back to reality when I heard you open the door. Any and all relief I had felt dissipated when I saw the horror on your face. I obviously never intended for you to see what happened, which is why I had to have a backup plan in case you were looking for her and caught me. As much as I really wish I didn't have to kidnap you, you were beginning to scream when you saw me covered in her blood. This was the only way for me to properly explain to you why I did what I did without you running from me. I did it for you. I couldn't stand the thought of her hurting you any longer. Who knows how long she'd been treating you like that? I did not want to sit there and do nothing while I was aware of what was going on. I had to do something. Darling, no, don't say that. Don't say anything like that. You did not deserve it. You did not deserve any of it. I know how you are with people. You're the kindest, sweetest, most understanding guy on the whole planet. So I know for a fact that whatever reasons she was using to justify what she did to you, it was all lies. Look, sweetheart. As much as I'd be thrilled for you to love me back, I don't expect you to at all. Besides, I'm the one who killed your girlfriend and kidnapped you. I was the one stalking you. We've never had a full-on conversation excluding this whole situation. It's not fair for you to be forced into a relationship and then forced into another one. I don't care if you love me back or not. I just didn't want her to touch you anymore. I also understand if you want nothing to do with me. If I've made your life inconvenient, I'll simply turn myself into the police. I really don't have much else to lose. I would say I'd be losing you, but you were never mine to begin with. Just know that no matter what happens from here, I still love you. I care about you so much. I'd legitimately die for you. I know that it's a rather cliche thing to say in the grand scheme of things, but that doesn't change the truth of it. You can hate me. You can call me whatever names you want. I'll even let you call the police on me. But please, please don't be scared of me or think I will hurt you. I swear on my life, I've never even dreamed of hurting you. Understand? Good. Come to think of it, you've been quiet this whole time. You listened to me intently ever since I started to speak. It's probably a more fear-triggered response, though I still appreciate it. I'm going to untie you now, okay? All right, hold still for me. There you go. You're free. And I don't mean free to just walk around the basement. You're free to leave the house completely. Not that I even have power over that anyway. So, go ahead. Do what you gotta do. I just hope that you're happy. Wait, what are you? You're hugging me? Oh no, it's not that I don't like it. I like this a lot. But why are you hugging me? You're grateful for what I did? Darling, thank you. I really didn't expect you to react this way. Oh no, now we're both tearing up. Gosh, you have no idea how happy I'm feeling right now. I'm so glad that you don't hate me. Look, I like you a lot. I believe I've made that clear. But please don't feel forced to return my feelings. You don't have to. I don't want to rush you into another relationship. You're okay with being with me? Really? I feel like I'm on cloud nine. You can only imagine how many times I thought about being with you. Once again, thank you so much for not hating me. I'll make sure you get home safely and whatnot. I'll be happy to assist you in any way I can. I'll always do my best if it means you'll be safe and happy. Though, I'll probably have to lay low for a while. Your ex's disappearance is under investigation. Yeah, I said disappearance because they don't know she's been murdered. I got rid of her body after using that chloroform on you. You seem to be smiling a lot more genuinely. I like that. And I hope I can help you do that a lot more in the future. I can drive you back home if you want. Or would you like me to purchase you a ride? Got it. What about your parents, though? You'll tell them you were at a friend's and your phone died? You're sneakier than I thought. But I'm not mad at it. I guess I'll see you later, my dear. I don't want to hold you for much longer than I already have. I love you, darling.